You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. As always, my name is Paul.
Equipment failure. My name's Rob. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it very much, and look forward to another fun and exciting episode of Astronia.
It will be fun and exciting, Bob, as we're going to be talking about taxes.
Oh, geez. Actually, we're not, but that's okay.
We're not? I thought this episode was about the tax thing. No?
It's not really tax. No. Okay. Sort of. Ancillarily? Okay. Is that a word? Ancillarily?
Well, I mean, the question is about filing as 1040C, right?
Is that what he asked?
Yeah, the first question, right?
Yeah, it's not really about taxes per se. But anyways, we'll just get into it. And it is what it is. Let's just do that.
It is, but this brings up an important thing that I wanted to bring up in the pre-show, because as drone pilots, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, even if you're not a business owner, you should have a side business for a point I'm about to mention. But this April, obviously taxes are due. Has anyone noticed the change that's happened in the last couple of years? I wonder if you noticed this too. Did you notice that in the last couple of years, if you file an extension, even if your extension showcases once you do your taxes after your extension, even if you didn't owe money because you're paying quarterly or you had a lot of write-offs or whatever the reason is, that's not what matters. What matters is, let's say you did not owe anything, but you filed an extension and then paid taxes in October. Have you noticed, I'm wondering you too, Rob.
Yeah, I'm listening.
That now, even if you don't owe money, you still pay a penalty for filing late. And you did not have to used to do that. Did you notice that? I had to do that last year.
I'm not sure that's right, Mr. Paul. Did you have a late filing penalty?
I did.
Did you file your extension prior to the deadline?
I did.
They must not think you did. I didn't know that you paid a penalty. So as long as you file your extension before the deadline, there should be no penalty if you've paid the taxes that you owe.
Yeah, which I need to make sure that Rishi and Co. does not file an extension on my behalf, which they've done for 3 years in a row.
Should have. Don't count on it this year, though.
Oh, no, I'm praying they don't do it this year, because I'm not going to be using them this year. And I didn't use them last year or the year before that, and they kept filing stuff on my behalf. That's what I'm saying, is that I was like...
Oh, well, then you should... Anywho, if you... The deadlines, there's actually a deadline coming up, March 15th, which I believe is for some corporate entity. I can't remember if it's LLC or C-Corps. Might be C-Corps. I can't remember, forgive me. But just pay attention to March 15th as well, because everybody obviously thinks of April 15th. But make sure that if you're not submitting your taxes by the expiration, whatever it is, March 15th, April 15th, that you submit the Form 7004 to extend your tax return such that you will not be penalized for being late. Now, since you brought it up, we haven't even played the question yet, but if you file the extension form 7004 but you owed taxes when your tax return is done, whether it's May, June, July, or October, like I normally do, if you owe taxes, you will be charged penalties and interest going back to that original due date. So just be aware of that. I have found personally that it's worth paying the penalties and interest to hold on to my money for an extra 6 months. But
interesting. That's that could be a topic in itself.
It could be. Obviously, it depends on how much. Anyways. Okay, should we play the question? Who's our sponsor?
For this week's sponsor, it's actually the Drone U Experience Training. Now, this is a very interesting ad because, in all honesty, we have done this experience training with enterprise clients, and an enterprise client bought literally every single ticket but two. So this May of 2024, we are doing another construction-themed experience training. This means that you get to come to colorful Colorado, where beauty is around every corner, and you get to capture that with your drones. But you also get to learn the workflow of mapping and modeling construction sites, flying CineWhoop and doing drone tours through construction sites, and understanding how to create orthomosaics and other mapping deliverables that are going to be necessary for you to fly construction sites. Now, the benefit is these seats that are open, you are literally going to be next to a group of drone pilots that work for a very large Fortune 500 construction company. You're going to get to sit next to the horse's mouth as you learn all these things and drive relationships. Now, on top of that, the experience training covers your lodging, your food, and your boarding. You're going to get some very special food, too, from the newest of catering companies in Colorado called Bald Incorporated. He makes really good carne asada, anything, and does really good at barbecue, too.
Some enchiladas.
Enchiladas por vida. Actually, those were some of the best enchiladas I've ever had.
I put my heart and soul into those enchiladas.
So if you want to join us for a seven-day-long training that's also gamified, where you have to compete to build those deliverables before you leave that week, then you do not want to miss this opportunity. Now, because this training is pretty much sold out, minus one, maybe two tickets, we're not putting a website together. We're not having a sales page to go over all the benefits of this training. I've told it all to you right now. You're going to learn photo editing, video editing, orthomosaic construction, 3D modeling, flying CineWhoops inside. You're going to learn how to do and create a video, marketing photos, and orthomosaic maps for all the deliverables that you would need for construction. If you want to join us for this 7-day experience training, again, only one, maybe two seats open, you've got to email Rob direct. There is no URL. rob@thedroneu.com. In the subject line, say, I want that last ticket to the experience training. Now, that said, the experience trainings have gone over so well that most of our enterprise clients do them now. If you want to learn why they're so effective, then join us. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Joe from Upside Aerial Services in Coastal Rhode Island. My question isn't so much about flying or data processing, it's about taxes. With April 15th approaching, I will need to file a Schedule C for small business income, but I'm not sure what business activity or NAICS code to use. I'm not even sure what industry to look under, photography, construction, utility. Maybe you can help me out with that. These guys are a wealth of knowledge and I appreciate all you do. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome, Joe.
Where did he say? Coastal, New Hampshire?
Something, or I thought he said Maine or something like that. I can't remember. I know Northeast. I'm thinking Northeast.
Coastal, I don't think it was Maine. I think it was Coastal New Hampshire. What else would be a new up there? Don't test me on my geography.
No, I'm not going to test you on your geography or Anyways, never mind.
We were just talking about Maine earlier today. I so want to go up there, particularly in the fall, right? Check it out. Have some lobster.
Let's get into that question, Bob.
Okay, so what Joe is referring to is the NAICS code. So this is a code that is used for various things. Let me start by saying, if you use the quote unquote wrong code, which like to be the wrong code would be like if you're a drone pilot and you put down that you have a fishery or a hatchery, right? Okay. Like to be very, very wrong. So what these things are used
because,
for—
Wait, to dig into this, because like, for example, on my taxes, it either says like photographer or production or something like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so like, this is the code that it's like classifying your entrepreneurial, like what you're doing.
It is. And especially in the drone space that I have found that even to this date, we're recording on March 11th, 2024. There are still not great options for drone service provider
businesses,
right?
I've never been able to put drone ever, or drone pilot, or...
No, and I just look...
Greatest drone man in the world. That wasn't available.
Soon, I'm sure.
Hopefully. They'll understand, you know.
Stop. So if you, oddly enough, I didn't even know this till I started looking this up, but the NAICS platform is part of census.gov. I didn't know it was part of census.
I guess it makes sense.
It's figuring out who's doing what, right? Kind of like how many people there are.
It's nice that our government agencies are working together. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So anyways, First of all, we can't answer your question because we would need to know more specifically what you do. I tell you what, you send us an email, call me out, support@thedroneu.com. It'll get to me and I will help you figure it out. That said, it's not the end of the world if you're wrong. So this is not something that the government provides for you. It is something that you choose for yourself, which obviously Joe recognizes. That's why he's asking for help.
But to your very first point, you can be wrong, but not very wrong, I think is what you were saying. Meaning that, like, obviously you can't put fish hatchery if you're a drone pilot, but you could put like consultant, media production, photographer, videographer, entrepreneur, like because there's no specific classification for kind of like what we do, then you can kind of like say something related to your field. Is that right?
It is absolutely right.
And this is not like an auditable thing, right?
No, it's not. Let me put it this way, Joe, in terms of putting your mind at ease and anybody else that might be listening. We've been, in some form or another, business owners. For me, it's been since 2001. It's when we started our first business. I don't even know how many NAICS codes I've used, and I'm like, and I will change it. Like, I don't think I used the right one last year. I'm going to change it to this. It has never been a thing, literally. So how many years is that now? 23, 24 years? And even here at DroneU, when we're now on the, which people probably don't know this, we haven't talked about it on here necessarily, but we're now on the GSA schedule. Mm-hmm. Even in that realm, in which case the NAICS would be more important than generally speaking, it's not that big of an issue because there's so many other ways that you're communicating to the powers that be, whatever paradigm you're working in this case, the federal government for the GSA schedule, to be specific. There were other ways of identifying who we are and what we do, starting with the million questions that they ask you about that. But yes, did you still have to put an AICS code in? Yes. Could I tell you which one we put in? No. So you can go to the census. You could just Google NAICS code lookup. And maybe you already did this, Joe. Why are you laughing?
I'm just thinking about the WSB response to the code that you would use, but I digress.
Oh, gosh.
Keep going.
I can only imagine. See, that's the point, though. It's like, so I don't want to say who cares, because it can be used for things like, I don't know, I'm reading here, business compliance, determining insurance rates. It says it may have tax benefits. I don't know how true that is. I'm not going to say that this is wrong, but if you are trying to make your way into a certain segment or industry, most likely within some government realm, then it could be more meaningful. Like if you're trying to take part in this Infrastructure Act or any of that kind of stuff with the government, you might want to be more mindful of the NAICS code that you use in case somebody is looking for what you're trying to do and that is a factor. I can't even tell you that it would be a significant factor. I don't think it would be. But again, I'm happy to help you feel comfortable with the code that you choose for your tax return. And beyond that, I just want to put your mind at ease. It's not a huge deal. But get it as right as you can by looking at what the options are. I think that's really the best way to approach this. Again, I couldn't even tell you which one we've used. For DroneU over the 10, 11 years, I've probably used a myriad of them, depending, like, because I didn't remember the last one that I used. 426. So, and I'm being very honest with you. So that tells you how much we worry about it. But
so if we start getting mail about being personal chef services, I shouldn't be worried.
That's right. So and I will tell you this too, that when we were working on our application to be on the GSA schedule, which by the way, took us about a year to get done, I was more mindful and I was more thoughtful, and we were working with a consultant to help us through that. And so we talked a little bit more about it, but there still wasn't a perfect fit, right? So, and I think we actually have like 6 or 7 different codes for the schedule. So that tells you a little bit as well. It might not be one code. In your case, for Schedule C, it will be one code. So not to make it even more stressful that you need 6 codes. But anyways, yeah, reach out. I'm happy to help, Joe. And otherwise, just do your best. Pick one that you feel best aligns with what you're trying to do with your drone business, and you'll be fine.
100%. Rob, I appreciate your expertise on this because you are definitely the financial whiz of the two of us.
No whiz here. Simply done this a little bit and have a little bit of experience.
Well, Wiz Khalifa would agree with you that there's no whiz here.
Good old
but
Khalifa.
You are a financial whiz. What I will say is, you know, when it comes to taxes, everyone, there are a lot of opinions that you can get out here, but you need to discern who is doing, like if you use TurboTax, fine. That got me in trouble one year because I didn't input my K-1. If you remember that, I got a nice, lovely letter from the IRS. Luckily, got all that shored up. Everything was good to go. Didn't actually owe any fines or penalties because I still had that income on my 1040C. I just wasn't under the K-1 part, which is where it needed to be.
Report that income, folks.
Yeah, but what my point is that if you have someone doing your taxes, you need to have an understanding of who the type of person is doing your taxes.
So true.
And I'll never forget, I was working with a couple in the wake surfing industry, and he was a Southwest Airlines pilot, and he got audited because he bought a Centurion boat and then claimed it as a business write-off, which a $240,000 boat as a business write-off is probably a red flag. And he was doing wake surfing trainings legitimately. But he said, because I told him, I'm like, well, there's some years that I have not taken write-offs that I knew were write-offs because I still wanted to pay into the system. And he goes, no. He goes, you need to remember that the United States is a consumerism society. If you are given the ability to write off things because they are a business expense, you need to write them off because the more money that goes into the system, the better off the economy is. This is why entrepreneurs are given the ability to write off things because it's an expense to your business that you're trying to grow to feed into the overall consumerist society. So I say that because when you're talking to your CPA, you need to know what kind of CPA they are. Are they the, you know, overly careful where they're not allowing you to take certain write-offs that are legitimate write-offs? Or like, I'll never forget why I love Joe. Joe was like, no, you need to take write-offs, but you also need to understand, what did he say? The hogs get slaughtered or something like that?
Something along those lines,
like
probably.
Pigs are fine, but hogs get slaughtered. Meaning that if you take stuff that you're not supposed to be taking, they'll come after you. Like, they're going to come after you. So what I'll say is just know who you're working with. Make sure that your ideology, their ideology align. I'm not saying that there's a right ideology. I'm not telling you how to do your taxes. I am not a tax professional. I'm the furthest thing from a tax professional. I'm the guy who still smiles at the end of a tax meeting just because I don't want to, you know, drive myself crazy. So that said, I think that's important to know. And that is the only piece of value I can add to this show. So thank you, Rob.
No, I think it's actually really good advice. Personally, and this really does, it's in some ways, it's akin to choosing an investment advisor. And you know, when you go through that process, many of you have, where you talk to an investment advisor, if you've done so, and one of the first things they always want to do is determine your risk, risk propensity.
Oh, yeah.
Or your willingness to take risk, or how much risk you are willing to take. And working with a CPA is in some ways similar, in that Joe, our beloved, my old like office mate years and years ago, and then became our CPA for years.
And he was really good. And I'm kind of bummed that he's retired.
And then he retired. I'm still mad at you, Joe, if you're ever to hear this.
Because your replacements are not the same. Anyway, keep going.
So it was, there are various elements of the tax code that allow for some gray area, meaning you never do anything that's blatantly illegal.
Agreed.
Obviously, at least it should be obvious, but there are ways where you can maybe push the envelope a little bit, understanding that you might be increasing your odds of audit, for example, and then increasing your odds of winning or losing that audit. So does your CPA allow for a little bit more pushing of the envelope? And do you even care if they are? Or are you wanting a CPA who is going to make you the most conservative taxpayer in the history of America? You can find CPAs that are doing that as well. And that's great. It's really about you and your relationship with your tax preparer. And I don't even know what to say. For example, if you're going to like an H&R Block, that's a whole different ballgame. I've never worked with those folks. I'm sure for regular old W-2 people and so forth, it's fine. But anyways, no, I think it's good advice. So
thanks, dude. I appreciate that. If you guys have questions, askdroneyou.com. If you want to be a confident pilot that can fly in any environment, always get the job done and always be called upon to get the job, then you've got to check out DroneU to become a member, to get the Top Gun experience, the systems to make you the best pilot possible so that you can do what you love, be outside, and enjoy the life that's meant to be lived. If you want to be a DroneU member, go to thedroneu.com. That's going to do it for us today. As always, my name is Paul.
And my name is Rob.
And he's the finance guy.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.